Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners. Ze Radio Pulpit, ngegama lika Jesu. Manje bangcwele uma sibheka i-creation kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu when he created us, he made us to be choice beings, he made us to be longing beings, he made us to be thinking beings, he made us to be creative beings, he made us to be social beings. And uNkulunkulu lapho wenza ukuthi sifuze yena. Ngazo lonke lezo zinto, but today I would like to talk about one thing, to be a social being. Uyabona, when we look at people, uNkulunkulu, he never created them to be an island. uNkulunkulu, he created us to have neighbors. And waze wabeka umthetho ngaphezu kwalokho ukuthi love your neighbor with as you love yourself. And manje uNkulunkulu makagcina makaqhubeka lapho siyathola ukuthi si endleleni yethu we meet people like ama colleagues in life, we meet ama classmates, we meet sinama teams esiwenzayo, sinama prayer team, kunama football teams, whatever team esiba involved kuyo khona lapho bangcwele kutholakala ukuthi kulapho othola ukuthi uthola khona abangani. And sinamakhaya, sinama sibling, we've got relatives. Nase inkonzweni, we've got church members. Why uNkulunkulu ekwenzile konke lokho? Ukwenze ngoba we are social beings. Emdleleni yethu yonke we meet people. And manje kubalulekile ngoba noJesu Kristu ngokwakhe kukhona into ayisho lapha kuJohane 15 kuverse 18 athi uma you are my friends if you keep my commands. And in Hebrews chapter 11, 2 verse 16 to 17, siyathola ukuthi izwi lakhona lithi, for surely it is not the angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers. Manje leli lizwi lesitshela ukuthi uJesu Kristu kuko konke bekwenza uNkulunkulu wayenza ukuthi afane na like the brothers thina to become his brothers. Siyakhumbula na ku Matthew chapter 12 ku verse 48 lapho esithola ukuthi babezile umamakhe ezomfuna, but uJesu Kristu waphendula wathi umamam nabafowethu yilaba benza intando kaNkulunkulu. Manje siyabona na ku James chapter 2 ku verse 23 iyasitshela ukuthi uAbraham was God's friend, ngani? Ngoba wayimlalela uNkulunkulu. Manje noDavid bangcwele, he had a friend eyayingu Jonathan, and ekugcineni make sike mdala wayene friend ekuthiwa uHaram. Therefore, all this reveal ukuthi uNkulunkulu created us to be social beings. Singabantu abasocializayo. Manje uNkulunkulu wants to have a relationship, not only ukuthi sibe ne-relationship nabantu bodwa, kodwa naye ufuna ukuthi nathi sibe ne-relationship naye. Njengoba sibonile ukuthi uNkulunkulu usenze to be abantu abama social beings. And lapho ke uNkulunkulu akagcinanga ngokwenza lokho, wasenza ukuthi sibe the choice beings. Sikwazi ukuchuza ukuthi sichuza ukumserve or sichuza abangani abanjani ngokunjalo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ebangcwele i-message yam it's about a friendship. Ngani? Ngoba abantu abaningi emabandleni balimele, abantu abaningi komakhelwana basakhulumisani, abantu abaningi kuma-families akusazwana. And manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ngithi title ye-message yami, we don't lose friends but we learn who really friends are. Sometimes uye wahlala ungasayi inkonzweni ngoba ubuhletjiwe or kukhona umngane wakho okhulume kabi ngawe kumakhelwane. But manje itheklie message yethu ithi we don't lose friends but we learn who real friends are. Ngani ngoba kukhona lesi sisho bangcwele esithi time will tell. Time will tell ukuthi lo muntu uyinhlobo njani yomuntu nawe uyinhlobo njani kaPende. Manje uma sibona first and foremost bangcwele we need to understand ukuze sikwazi ukubeka abantu endaweni yabo ngoba sithatha abantu sibabeka endaweni engase yabo but we need to understand this empilweni there are those people who are my true friends or we say these are best friends and again empilweni there are those people who are my close friends and kuba nabantu eka ma friends kube ama acquaintances kube ama fake friends kube ama facebook friends manje uma ngabe awukwazi ukubeka umuntu endaweni ayiyo yiko lokunamhlanje esikhathini esiningi abantu behetheka ngoba uthatha umuntu oyi-acquaintance amenze a close friend athathe umuntu Facebook friend amenze a true friend athathe umuntu oyi-fake friend angakhoni ukumbona uma sibona izwi likaNkulunkulu nalapha ku 2 Timothy chapter 2 ku verse 20 izwi likaNkulunkulu bangcwele liyasitshela ukuthi in a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver but of wood and clay lize lithi lapho some are of noble purpose some are of ignoble then bese lithi if a person cleanses himself of latter he'll be an instrument for noble purposes made holy useful to the master and be prepared to do any good work manje lokho sikusho kanjani bangcwele nathi impilweni zethu njengoba endlini kaNkuluNkulu kune articles of gold kune articles of silver kune articles of wood kune article of clay zikhona lapho kodwa uNkulunkulu akazisebenzisi ngokufana and akazisebenzisi zonke and uJesu Kristu bangcwele uye wasitshela lapha kuMatthew 13 enza iparable of the wheat and tares ukuthi phakathi endlini kaNkulunkulu kukhona abantu abangikhula kukhona endlini kaNkulunkulu abantu abayi wheat and lithi le parable uma iqhubeka wathi omunye masihambe siyosusukula wathi no malungasuswa lolukhula liyekeleni lukhule lonke liyohlukaniswa ngesikhathi on the judgment day ngoba uzothi ususa ukhula bese usuka ne ususa nento e right manje lapho why ngenza le example ngenzi example yokuthi kufanele ukuze ungakhubeka endleleni kufanele ukuze ukwazi ukuthi ubone ukuthi manje ngoba uNkulunkulu usinikeze the spirit of discernment and at the same time when you are facing a problem or you want somebody to pray or you want to vent into kumuntu you don't just go to anyone noma ngabe umbona ekhona enkonzweni kudale khona kodwa you don't just go to anyone ngoba understand ukuthi ukukhula kwethu we can singakhula ngaphandle but uthola ukuthi umunye umuntu akakhulanga ngaphakathi manje abantu abaningi bayalimala endleleni balinyazwa ngoba ubona umuntu ekhulile bese ehamba yokhuluma inkinga zakhe kumuntu ongeke enze lutho ngeenkinga zakhe uyabona uJesu Kristu bangcwele wathi ehamba ebona isihlahla somkhiwane ebona kugreen konke kodwa make fika kuso azange athole any fruit that is why was cursed leso sihlahla kukhona abantu ongababona ngathi emawubezwa bekhuluma ungababona bathi bekhulile kodwa kukhona ama area abangeka khuli kuwo ama area la umuntu wakhona ngoba ukugosipa it's a spirit ene nokungabi nesifuba is a spirit abantu ongeke kuba entrust noNkulunkulu akakwazi kuba entrust labo bantu ngeindaba zabantu ngoba uma ibe entrust bayaqala bayokhuluma kwabanye abantu namhlanje silimazene emabandleni ene silinyazwa into encane izwi likaNkulunkulu elisitshela ngayo ulwimi mawulifake esikalini alina weight leyo nto but it's able to destroy liyashisa liyabhubhisa manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi manje kufanele ukuthi sibazi abantu esihlangabezana nawo ukuthi endleleni as social beings sinabantu ababekiwe endleleni esizohlangana nabo endleleni and labo bantu akusabantu ukuthi kufanele ukuthi umtreate as a close friend ngani ngoba that person is just a colleague that person mhlambe it's in your prayer team but you don't know why she there awazi ukuthi sizathu ukuthi ezemkhulekweni or noma esemkhulekweni ukhule kanjani manje esikhathini esiningi we don't put their people in their position and then we start to blame everyone uma thina singabanga ne spirit sokudisena ukuthi manje is this a true friend or a fake friend ngoba there are people bangcwele aba very good ekupretendeni and they can pretend to the extent sokuthi uma ungenayo the spirit of discerner you uzolimala ngani ngoba they are good in pretending manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi izwi likaNkuluNkulu lisitshelile ukuthi there are many vessels endlini kaNkuluNkulu but uNkuluNkulu akawa trust bonke labo bantu njengalabo abatrustayo begolide nalabo besilvere ngoba igolide uma lifaka emlilweni instead liyabumbeka mawufaka isilver emlilweni liyabumbeka kodwa mawungathatha as a vessel ewubumba uliwisele phansi liyaphahlazeka manje kunjalo ke nasemabandleni yazi ukuthi wonke umuntu akusile vessel wena oyicabangayo yiko lokhu bangcwele kwabantu abakhona ukumlimaza umuntu manje siyabona uma sifunda lapha kuncwadi kaSt John siyafunda lithi leli lizwi lapha kuncwadi kaSt John lithi kuverse 9 wakhona uthi makabhala uJohn uthi I wrote to the church but Theotrophus who loves to be first will have nothing to do with us so if I come I will call attention to what he is doing gossiping maliciously about us not satisfied with that he refuses to welcome the brothers he also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church siyabona ukuthi izwi kaNkuluNkulu lisibhalele ukuthi bakhona basekhona namhlanje abanomoya kaTheotrophus ashoyo uma ethi who loves to be first abantu bangcwele abathanda ukuba phambili yibona abazama ukucindezela abanye abantu yibona abafathanda ukuthi bavele and mabevela labo bantu bafuna ukuvela ngamagama abantu manje lapho uJohn uthi make khuluma uthi so if I come I will call attention to what he's doing gossiping maliciously about us labo bantu ba gossipa nangama leaders abo ngani ngoba bangcwele bacekela phansi abanye abantu bese ithi leli lizwi not satisfied with that he refuses to welcome brothers uyabona lo muntu loyo bangcwele maningena ufuna ukunazi ama status enu ufuna ukunazi ama position enu ngani ngoba wenzela ukuthi kuba khona abantu abamtreatishayo bese labo bantu uzama ngakho konke ukuthi abasuse endleleni bangcwele lento engikhulumayo angikhulumi istory ngikhuluma into eyenzeke ebandleni lethu lapho bangcwele uhambe uyo witnessela umuntu asindiswe umdisciple asindiswe ezenkonzweni makafika kuba khona abantu abazozama ukumjwayela abamjwayeli ngoba befuna ukuthi akhule enkonzweni kodwa bamjwayele ukuthi bazokwazi ukuthi bacekele abanye abantu phansi bazokwazi ukuthi bamkhiphe le ngendlela yabo labo bantu. There are people aba assigniwe emabandleni abasayinwe isitha bangcwele. Labo bantu, they don't even understand themselves ukuthi they are there ebakwi assignment esitha, njengoba uJesu wayenza ku Matthew 13 ukuthi kwatshala imbewu enhle kwaphinde kwatshala nembewu. Those people abantu abatshalwe isitha, and yibo esikhathini esiningi abavelela phambi ababonakalayo, ngoba vele uma ubheka the tares, ubheka lolukhulu kuthi uyitares, ubheka newheat, leyo nto iyafana kodwa egcineni mazikhula, le eyiwheat ihlala igobile, le eyitares ihlala imile. Manje uthi lona emake khuluma uJesu Kristu ngaleyo parable, uthi lo omunye athi mayihanjwe uyosishula ukhula, uthi no, malingasishulwa mazi yeke zikhule zonke, kuyothi ngelanga le judgment day kuzohlukaniswa. Namanje kusenjalo bangcwele emabandleni, kuyofika ilanga lapho siyomangala ukuthi umuntu wayecula kangaka, umuntu wayethandaza kangaka, ngoba lo muntu loyo bangcwele akekho genuine. Uyazikhona abantu abakwazi kuyenza into bayenze ngathi yireal, mawungena moya kaNkuluNkulu uzohetheka ngoba uye wamthemba lo muntu ngale ndlela mhlambe ikhuleka ngayo, wabona ukuthi ukhuleka ngempela, kanti umuntu otshaliwe and otshalwe yisitha enokwazi ukuimitate izinto zikaNkuluNkulu. Manje ekuseni bangcwele, ngithanda ukuthi yithi abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu akudingeki ukuthi sibe nomoya wokudisena, ngoba manje we cannot blame anyone ukuthi manje angisaye enkonzweni ngoba kukhona abantu abaye bangenza kabi. Uma sibheka nezwi likaNkuluNkulu bangcwele lapha kuJohane chapter 6, siyathola ukuthi akusibonke abantu abamlandela uJesu genuinely. Lithi leli lizwi kuJohn chapter 6 kuverse 26 nakuverse 66, lithi leli lizwi uthi uJesu Kristo uthi, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous sign, but because you ate the loaves and you had your fill. Besathi, do not work for food that spoils, but for the food that endures for eternal life. Laba bantu bebemlandela uJesu not because befuna yena, babefuna isinkwa. Babemlandela ngenxa yesinkwa abasitholayo. Manje esikhathini esiningi kufanele noma ungashumayela ivangeli, ulishumayele wenze isuphu bangcwele, kufanele ukuthi uqaphele, ngoba kukhona abantu abangazelanga uJesu abazele izinto zozinikeza. Kukhona abanye abantu abathi mabaye emabandleni abayelanga lutho, bayele ama miracles, abafuna uJesu, bafuna izinto zikaJesu. Manje lana uJesu liyasitshela leli lizwi ukuthi uJesu wabatshela ukuthi vele maningilandela beningangilandeli kodwa benilandela isinkwa. Manje kuverse 66 wakhona lithi laphayana, from this time many of the disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Baningi abalaba abangazange baphinde bamlandele, ngani? Ngoba they were not genuine. Kuverse 67 wakhona uJesu Kristo uthi, you do not want to leave a confronter abayi 12. USimon Peter waphendula wathi, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Labo bantu bahlala noJesu Kristo ngoba babengafuni isinkwa, babefuna lamazi okuphila atholakala kuNkulunkulu. Manje siyathola bangcwele ukuthi endleleni yethu kukhona izinto nabantu abasihethayo, and sometimes we want to blame people. Manje nawe kufanele ukuthi uziblame. Why ungakwazi ukudisena? Why ungakwazi ukubeka abantu kuma category abo? Njengoba ngishilo ukuthi kunama category ama friends, kunama category yama acquaintances, kunama category yabantu abama true friend or best friend, kunabantu nje obaziyo. But these people, you cannot vent izinto ezinzima kubo ngoba they will do nothing ngazo. Instead uzobapha into yokuthi bahlale nawe ebaphuze ngawe itiye. Manje masingabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu kufanele ukuthi sibazi umuntu masihle ngihleli nabo ukuthi angikwazi ukukhipha yonke into kulo muntu otherwise uyolimala manje abantu bahleli abasaye enkonzweni balinyaziwe emabandleni yiko lokhu bangcwele ngithi masikhulume into efana naleyo ukuze nami nathi ngokwathu abathi bahleli ngoba ngihaye thobani nathi we are to blame ngani ngoba we never allow the spirit of discerning ukuthi si operate kithi ukuthi sikwazi ukubabona abantu manje lapha yana siyathola no Davide kumahubo 41 kuverse 9 uthi Davide bangcwele kumahubo 41 verse 9 uthi even my close friend whom I trusted he who shared my bread has lifted up hill against me uthi even my close friend whom I trusted he who shared my bread has lifted hill against me manje ke ekseni kwanamhlanje kufanele ukuthi uNkulunkulu asisize ngokwethu bangcwele sesivala I want to say namhlanje sesivala ngithanda ukuthi uzibheke wena ukuthi manje ukuyiphi le category ngoba kuna healthy there are people who are healthy and unhealthy friendship and there's a toxic friendship. We healthy friendship, that person encourages you and supports you. When you have into onayo, uba uyayijabulela and uba ne mutual respect and trust kuwe. And umuntu okusupporta 100%. But unhealthy relationship, that person is always negative and not genuinely supporting you. When uma uyela phambili, uyambona ukuthi into engamjabulisileyo, uyakhompitha ngaso sonke isikhathi. Those people, you've got to check them, bangcwele. Simbonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Ukuthi manje, ngithenda ukuthi manje, sesikhulume ngabangane, sibonile ukuthi noJesu Kristu wayenaye uJudas phakathi kwabo. Kodwa the very friend uJudas owayemgeza inyawo was the very person owamthengisa. Kufanele ukuthi ukwazi ukuhlukanisa abo Judas empilweni yakho. Then you'll be able to serve God without amahindrance owathola endleleni. May God richly bless us this morning. Ngegama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Amen.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.